Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 8th of May, and I'm recording at 10:15 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, predictably, those Asian stock markets were mostly firmer in here today, and they were benefiting from the rally that we did see on Wall Street yesterday. Now, Japan, 225 also, which had benefited from a slightly weaker Japanese yen, was up over 0.9%. China, well, China's really sort of not doing much in here, is it? Just up a tiny bit, 0.25% on the Shanghai Composite Index. The Hang Seng was up 0.4%, but the other markets were mostly steadier. India up a little bit, 0.75%, and one of the exceptions, Thailand, bigger decline here, 1.68% to the downside, and that I think reflects directly on the political problems that they are having. They removed the prime minister, as you probably are aware of. Now, Europe had by far the best performance in here today among global stock markets, and one of the reasons is that it's still favored as a recovery area and cheap valuations for most of the relative, certainly to Wall Street and some other markets. And specifically, most specifically, or most importantly, Super Mario Draghi, head of the ECB. I saw part of his talk earlier today, and he was reassuring, which is good. And a lot of gains here, mostly over 1%. The top of the list is the Italian market, up 2.30. Spanish IBEX up 1.7%. The Euro Stoxx 50 index up 1.4%, and that's pushing right up to test the it's very close. Another day like this and it would be challenging or taking out its recovery highs. Now, the important point to, I think, a technical point to remember as far as these European markets are concerned, is that give the upside the benefit of the doubt until or unless you see a setback that starts to jeopardize the April lows. They aren't all that far away, so it's easy to monitor that, and that would be certainly a deterioration in the overall pattern consistency that we have been seeing for a good many months. Now, in the Americas side, a little bit weaker. Brazil down 1.17%, but Brazil has been on a run recently. So have Mexico and Canada, and they were both lower by 0.33% and 0.75%, respectively. Wall Street mixed performance here. It was steadier early on, gave up some of those gains. The Dow did best, holding a modest gain, and the Dow is right up near its highs. As a matter of fact, that might be a new closing high. I'm not quite sure, but it's very close to its highs. But you've really got some diversity here among these U.S. indices, and the NASDAQ Composite, well, that was down 0.4%. The S&P was down slightly, but it's been reasonably firm overall. I think the Dow's performance, remember that it had lagged for an awfully long time among the U.S. indices, but this reflects the more conservative preference for big companies and lower valuations generally and attractive yields. And that's a theme that is certainly going to persist I think for at least the medium term, while people are talking about some of these tech stocks that have been hit quite hard as being more attractive now. Well, of course they are. They've fallen back quite sharply in a number of instances, but I would be cautious there for for the most part. I think you'd have to have something that you felt really was very promising to go against this short-term trend. Now, because once you get a bubble burst like that, they can get rallies, they get good short covering rallies, but I would think for those tech companies that have seen these pullbacks, you know, we'd be lucky to see new highs this year. We'd be lucky to see them take out the recent highs during the remainder of this year. And what else is interesting in government bonds? Well, not a whole lot going on, and it's a fairly quiet area right now, but the U.S. 10-year yield picked up just a little bit, 2.616%. And the U.S. dollar also a little bit steadier in here, but still, it's the DXY, that's the dollar index against the European currencies, that's only at 79.443. So nothing like an upward dynamic, and it's not at all clear that it will escape without breaking breaking for, without first breaking below that 79 level and moving somewhat lower. So technically soft, I'm sure the Fed doesn't mind that, and the dollar's cheap, at least on a purchasing basis, power, what's the term? You know what I mean? On a PPP basis, purchasing power parity. And among the commodity markets, well, precious metals mixed, platinum a little better, but remember that these all took a big hit yesterday. Silver's lagging. It's down 15 here today at 19.19, and platinum up nearly $4, 14.38 and change. Gold just about unchanged. Sits at 1,290. Now, soybeans, which have been hit in the last couple of weeks following their good recovery earlier in the year, but they bounced a bit in here today. And corn steady overall, and wheat, which has been the leader among those core grains, is down a couple of cents here today, but it's still the steadiest overall performance, and that does reflect a concern over the Ukraine crop. And I think those are very much the highlights in here today. I'll just mention to you that I will not be producing a comment of the day tomorrow, and I will not be producing the audio. Owen will, of course, be recording the audio. And that's because I've got the Markets Now presentation tomorrow, so I will be leaving early, and I will take the opportunity to put together some slides during the morning. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.